Randy, with everything you do to make this expanded net possible, and all the things you do behind this, your extensive networks in Saskatchewan and the Canada Hub and all of that. I'm really happy to know that you're getting some R&R, some rest and relaxation, and fishing with the grandkids. Oh, fine business, fine business. And you know, you make memories for those kids, memories that last them as long as they live. So that's a pretty good investment in their future. It's about fishing and having fun, but it's also about investing in the future. And love takes many forms, and sometimes love takes the form of a fishing trip. So fine business, Randy. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you for being there. We're going to open the door for any more check-ins. Any more check-ins want to join us, the Professional Loafers Net. My name is Paul, VE3 India, Foxtrot Charlie. Any more check-ins for the Loafers Net? More than welcome. Come now.
Victor Echo 3, Bravo, Lima, Mike.
Victor Echo 3, Kilo, November, Uniform.
Victor Echo 3, Charlie 5, Romeo, Wade.
Got VE3BLM, Barry, VE3KNU, not sure your first name, you can tell me when I call you, forgive me, I should know it, but I don't, and there was a double, a VE5 station, and a double, so take the VE5 station first. Would you come again, VE5? We had a check-in, a VE5 question mark, a VE5 question mark. Would you come again, please? VE5 question mark, come ahead.
Well, I think I may have doubled with the VE5 station. This is Kilo, Charlie 5, KC5, Romeo, Juliet, Lima, RJL. The name is Lewis, Lima Echo, Whiskey, India, Sierra, and Houston. Victor Echo 4, Alpha Alpha Papa, Wade, in Manitoba.
Well, that VE5 station might have been my mistake. So perhaps it was a KC5. KC5, Kiel, Romeo, Juliet, Lima. Do I have that call right, Lewis? KC5, RJL. Am I correct on that, Lewis? Go ahead.
That's an affirmative call. You have it right. KC5RJL.
Hey, thank you. VE4 Alpha Alpha Papa Wade. I'll be back to you in a minute. VE3KNU. What have you got for us this morning? And would you give me your first name, please?
This is V3KMU. The name is Reg, Romeo Echo Bell. Just outside of Ottawa, a little town called Greeley. And good morning, Paul and the group. Nice to get in on this chat group. I've been listening since I got back from vacation there about a week or so ago. And yeah, great job there, Paul. And not much else to say. It's a sunny day here. So V3KU, back to you, Paul. And have a great weekend, everybody else. And 7-3.
Yeah, thank you, Reg. I think you're in my logbook. So, from another context, so please forgive me. But if you know, you check in more often, and I'll catch you next time. I'll know who you are. So you're more than welcome, and it's great to hear you. Thank you. VE3BLM Barry. Oh, I was waiting for you to check in, Barry. Thank you for being there. Go ahead.
V3IFC, V3BLM. Good morning, Paul. Good morning to everyone else, all the shortwave listeners out there. Bob Baker up in Gooder and Frank down east. I know they're working on getting their tickets. The other ones that monitor and working on getting their license. I'll talk really fast like an auctioneer, Paul, so I can get everything in one go round. Anyway, I'm getting ready to take Zoe out for her dastardly deeds. It's what is it? We're at 16 degrees here, going all the way up to 25. So it looks like we have some nice sunny wet weather on the way, and thanks for being there. Fine job you're doing. And like you said, I'll count this as my one and done, my 73 round, whatever else you want to call it. Everybody a great day and a great weekend, and turn it back to you, Paul, and I'll take Zoe out for her dastardly deeds before she gets too impatient and bites me. Good morning, all. See you be on.
I'm really glad you checked in there, Barry, because if I didn't hear from you, I might have called for a wellness check. Anybody in Peterborough know where Barry is? So thank you for checking in and putting my mind at rest. And before you go, I want to thank you for the campfire net last night. You talked about the Beaumont, and that triggered a whole bunch of memories for me, too, about early cars. So it was a good net last night with Bob in the campfire net, and I really appreciated your discussion about your Beaumont. So, fine business, Barry. Thank you. Memories of the past are a good, not always, but more often than not. So, thank you, Barry, and thanks for checking in so I don't need to call for somebody at a wellness check on you. So, I hope you understand that's with affection I say that. Thank you, Barry. KC5RJL, Lewis. Good morning, and what have you got for us this morning, Lewis?
Hey, good morning, Paul, and everybody on the net. This is the first time I've been back on the radio in probably about 3 months. And Randy, DE5RJM, I did get your the letter you sent me. I appreciate it. I didn't know whether I guess I should have acknowledged that I received the information, but anyway, thank you for that. Paul, I'm kind of an old-timer here on the Canada Hub. I've known Emil VE1EP since we were both on the 420 network back, I think, around 2019, 2020. I know it was during COVID. And then for some reasons I'm not going to discuss, we moved over to the Canada Hub, and so we've been there since 2021, I think, so about 5 years I've been on the Canada Hub. I've got to know Scott and Adrian and all the regulars with the Prescott Russell Amateur Radio Club and other clubs, now the Saskatchewan groups there, and so they call me the Texadian, so, but sometimes I wish I had y'all's weather, and sometimes, thank God, I don't. Let me pause. The only news is my wife and I celebrated our 43rd wedding anniversary yesterday, and we decided to gift each other a brand new central air conditioner. We had an old 15-year-old Carrier that just couldn't keep up with the increasing heat. It seems like
Node
every
five,
summer we
one,
get so warmer
two,
and warmer.
Five,
this
three,
year we've had
seven,
like 10 consecutive
timer.
Days, highs around 38, 39, and you throw in that humidity because we're on the Gulf Coast, gets up to about 41 or 42, and that Carrier just wasn't doing the job. So we bit the bullet and bought a new train, 4-ton, that's 48,000 BTUs. We don't have a particularly big house. It's 1,750 square feet, single story, but we've got these huge vaulted ceilings, so the actual volume inside is quite large, so we needed something like that. And I'll tell you what, Paul, it's really nice to not be here in the radio room sweating, you know, at the heat of the day. So anyway, I guess that's what happens when you get older. You start getting each other more practical gifts. But we're still going to go out to our favorite high-end dining place for special occasions on Sunday. It's called the Taste of Texas. It's one of the internationally known steakhouses. They get people from all over the world that when they come to Houston visit Taste of Texas. So that's where we're going to head out Sunday and formally celebrate our anniversary. So that's about all from the South, and good to hear you, and hopefully if I get my internet situation straightened out. We just switched over to fiber, and we've been having some problems, but AT&T said it's because of the build-out, and it's not anything they can do anything about at this time. It's just we just lose, you know, a connection for maybe 5 minutes, but then I have to reset everything manually, and it's kind of a pain. But anyway, thanks for doing the net. This is KC5RJL, Lewis in Houston, back to net.
Well, very fine business, Lewis, and a Texadian? I like that term. Yeah, that's a family term for sure. And you made mention of Scott and Adrian. Yeah, those guys deserve a lot of credit for what they've done to make the Canada Hub possible. And yeah, fine business with all of your connections. Emil and Randy and all of this. Yeah, it's a family for sure. And maybe with this this Friday net being extended to include the Canada Hub, maybe you and I will talk more often, and I'll catch you a call and I'll know who you are right off. Because we hope to make this Friday extended coverage professional loafers net a regular thing. So Fine business, Lewis, and thank you. And congratulations on your wedding anniversary. And air conditioning, yeah, I get that. Yeah, I'm an older guy, too, and I appreciate the air conditioning for sure. Thank you. Thank you, Lewis. We'll talk again, I hope. VE4, Alpha, Alpha, Papa, Wade. Welcome, Wade. What have you got for us this morning?
Well, not a heck of a lot, Paul. I just got back from walking my dog. I'm having a cup of coffee and thinking about making some breakfast, something to eat. Looks like it's going to be a pretty nice day. supposed to go to 25. The sun is shining, so everything's great. Back to that, Paul.
Well, great to hear you, Wade. Thank you. And, yeah, it's, this camp at Manitoba, Saskatchewan, Alberta, BC, Atlantic provinces, down in